from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. Governor Murphy is in Aberdeen this morning, expected to give an update in regards to the New Jersey Transit train engineer strike that started at midnight. Engineers walked off the job, bringing train service to a halt for the first time since 1982, leaving 350,000 daily commuters scrambling for other options. The sticking point is wages. New Jersey Transit President and CEO Chris Kalluri explains the current challenge is what he calls the Me Too Clause.
Unlike any other transaction, a union negotiation is inherently about if one union gets a better deal than the other, the one that did not get a better deal is automatically entitled to that compensation.
NJ Transit is providing extra bus service, but it's only enough to accommodate 20% of train riders. Murphy is asking employers to let folks work from home if possible. As if Newark Airport didn't have enough problems, now the New Jersey Health Department's warning about a possible measles exposure. A traveler with measles was at Newark Airport's Terminal B Monday between 12:30 p.m. and 4 p.m. Anyone who is breathing the same air as the infected person could develop measles symptoms as late as June 2nd. You're advised to call your doctor immediately. This portion of the news made possible by the Center for Natural Health and Rehabilitation. Whether you're an elite athlete or just someone struggling with pain, Dr. Jody Serra at the Center for Natural Health and Rehabilitation cares about improving the function of your body. Go to lesspainbetterhealth.com to learn more. The legal standoff between Newark Mayor Ross Baraka and the feds continues to heat up after the mayor was arrested outside the Delaney Hall ICE Detention Center last week. Baraka was applauded by supporters Thursday following a federal court hearing on a trespassing charge.
We cannot arrest people simply because they disagree with us. We cannot target people because their political views are separate from ours.
He says a security guard led him into the facility and that he calmly left when asked to exit. But acting U.S. Attorney for New Jersey, Alina Habba, says he ignored Homeland Security, stormed the building, and broke the law. Prosecutors are pushing for a trial this summer. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How is the weekend shaping up? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Track. Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather is generally going to be under cloudy skies with a stray thunderstorm this afternoon and continuing into the evening for the southern coast. Elsewhere, it'll continue overnight and even still be around tomorrow. Now, some of those storms tonight into tomorrow could be a little bit stronger with some heavy rain and even some localized damaging winds. Highs today in the upper 70s to the low to mid 80s we go tomorrow. And then on Sunday, we're generally dry with a mix of clouds and sunshine. Can't rule out a spotty shower in the northwest hills. Highs will be in the mid-70s. For Monday, we have a wide range of temperatures. Low to upper 70s with a mix of clouds and sun and a bit of a breeze. And then closer to 70 by Tuesday. From the PSENG Weather Desk, this is meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Right now across the Garden State, it's 66 degrees in Berkeley Heights, 67 in Manalapan, 69 in Salem. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Peter Michael Law Personal Injury Attorneys. New Jersey born and raised and a warrior in the courtroom. Follow at Attorney Pete and get more info at PMLNJ.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.